invoking the inner friend. Let your body just become comfortable in a comfortable position, position that can really relax. Just spend a moment totally filling your body, being totally present, pervading your body, letting your body relax. Notice yourself, your own presence, your own being, as the body. If I were to say, I am the body. I am this body. I am this person, this embodied person. Just notice your own being, the one who really indwells this physical body, as you let your body relax. As you let your body relax, you are relaxing. And just notice your own sense of self as this embodied person. With a gentle focus on your own self, on your own presence in this body, become aware of the body, the position that you're seated in. You can feel all of the muscles in the body relaxing. Become aware of your posture. Become aware of any tense spots in the body. Just mentally massage those spots. Really becoming aware of the body through the sense of touch. Your eyes are closed, the body's not making much noise. So really the sense of touch is predominant. So sense of taste. The sense of smell gives you more information than just your physical body. Let yourself objectify this body, become just aware of it, all of its sensations, its posture, the muscles. And gently focus on your own knee, your own presence. The one who's indwelling this body. And now back, focus on the body itself. can gently shift your focus now to the breathing of the body. It's a breathing body. Just relaxing. Ride the breath. The inhale, the exhale. Without trying to influence the breathing in any way, just be present to the breath. Letting go of any control. You don't need to control your breathing. We actually don't. We often don't even realize we are breathing. Notice your own presence, conscious being that you are. And now again, notice the body, the breathing, objectifying this breathing body. Gently shift your focus to any mental activity that is taking place in your mind. It could be thought flow or images or feelings. Just be aware of the activities or the silence of your mind. And gently shift your focus to your own presence. This me. Focusing on this sense of self, the sense of me, this consciousness, the conscious being that I am. Nothing new, the most familiar, that which is most familiar to you is your own presence, your own being. You're not looking for a new experience, you're just simply being with yourself. The focus is just more on your own being rather than on the changing thoughts in the mind or the breathing of the body or the physical body itself. Those things are all there, they can be there, they can be there in your awareness. You're not causing any disturbance. It's just that your focus, your attention is softly, without stress, just softly on your own presence. Keeping that gentle focus on your own presence. Just again, let the body and mind relax even more deeply. Letting the mind be as it is, not worrying about it. Helping the body to relax. space. Also in the environment, you can hear a sound here and there. Not worrying about that, simply allowing all of the things that come into your perceptual field, come into your mind, just simply accept them, allowing them to be there without any strain or worry on your part. And again, gently shift your focus, not worrying about the background perceptions of your body or your mind or external sounds. Don't worry about that at all. Just gently shift your focus just simply to your own presence. Feel your mind just relaxing into your being, into your presence, into this me that you are. Pay some attention to what you are like, differentiating your own presence from the perceptions of your body or the thoughts in your mind or the breathing. Those activities are all known to you, they're all taking place. But what you're noticing right now is just your own sense of self, your own being. Just being with yourself. What are you like? Not what is your mind like. What are you like? How do we even describe your own nature? You can notice, in spite of the perceptions, in spite of the perceptions of the body, the thoughts and the mind, from my own standpoint, I am free of any perceptions. So you can notice that, just your own presence, your own being, is free of perceptions. It's free of any type of change or stress. It just simply is me, the essence of me, my own self. Notice that all of your perceptions, any sounds included, take place in the silence of your own being. Your being is not affected by sound or perception or thought or feeling. Let your eyelids be very gently closed. No pressure or stress in the eyelids. Let all your facial muscles be very relaxed. Again, focusing gently just on your own presence, the me that you are. Notice your mouth forming a gentle smile. Letting the mind relax. Don't try to control it. Just let your mind relax. It's as though your buddhi, the deeper mind, the intellect, is relaxing and totally accepting, welcoming any thoughts or feelings that come your way without any resistance at all. Complete relaxation, wherever thoughts or feelings come to the mind, any worries, any concerns, to welcome them completely. No resistance. You can feel your mind, your forehead, your brain relaxing. The back of your head, the back of your neck. All relaxing as you let your mind simply run freely without any resistance on your part. Gently focusing just on your own presence, allowing the mind to be the mind. gently focus again on yourself as just pure being, pure awareness. But not an abstract awareness, not an abstract being. These words, awareness, being, existence, are just words that are pointing to me, defining me in a way that is free of the body and free of my thoughts and imaginations, free of the ahankara. If I try to define myself free of all of these attributes, all of these things I've taken to be myself, then we use language like you are just pure being, pure awareness, consciousness. But these words also can be dry and abstract. So just gently focusing just on me, on your own self. Not with the body, not with all these things that can be objectified, like the body, the mind, the thoughts, the breath, the sounds. All those objectifiable things, not focusing on them, because they change and come and go. They're really not attributes or qualities of yourself. So allowing those to be there as part of Ishwara, as part of the world. Your focus is just on you, your being. So if I say I am pure awareness, Shuddha Chaitanya, Nitya Chaitanya, my being is timeless consciousness. Let these words just land on your own innate self, minus all of these upadis, all of these conditioning adjuncts that we've misidentified ourselves with. Gently focus on the awareness that you are. And feel it expanding. Expanding means your mind is more and more gently focused just on awareness itself. Just me. So as though your own self is filling mind. any thoughts or perceptions are passing through, if you can notice that they really don't bother or disturb you at all, they don't cover you, they're not like clouds, they don't really have any effect on you at all. Bring the focus back to your own presence gently. You don't have to block out any other thoughts or feelings. Just keep bringing your focus gently back to you, to your own being, to your own presence. Keep on breathing to yourself, breathing in and out to your own being. Letting the body and mind relax in the safety of your presence, so naturally non-judgmental. And just notice what you are like in the most normal way. Don't think about being spiritual. Just what you are like, your own being. And then see it throughout the day. Notice yourself, this very self. You can continue to just check in. Noticing you're always here. It's very beautiful, simple, strong, naturally secure being that you are. You are always here. Whatever the thoughts, whatever the experiences, you are always here, just as you are right now. Totally present, totally unruffled, whole and complete. Abiding is the very self of every thought, of every emotion, positive and negative. You remain completely present and untouched by all of it. As a sadhana throughout the day, maybe even up to 100 times today, just check in and notice if you're still here. gets used to being with you instead of being identified with you. It's now going to be with you. It's quite a difference. You can take some walks and spend some time by yourself, just noticing over and over again that you are here, silent, beautiful, secure being that you are. You are that way by nature, not by any activity. And your nature is not subject to change. It's not subject to time. You simply are. Bring your focus back to your own presence, to me, your own sense of me. And then for the next 15 or 20 minutes, I would suggest just gently opening your eyes and spending some time alone, maybe taking a walk outside and noticing as you're moving, as you're walking, as you're looking, experiencing the beauty of nature. But at the same time, all of that is taking place, yourself just remains simply as it is right now. And then throughout the day, keep checking it.